What's up and welcome to Ask Father Josh, the podcast where I get to listen to your questions, pray with them, and hopefully respond in such a way that it's helpful for you to become a saint and you walk toward eternity. Here's how the show goes. You will hit me up with your own questions, comments, and critiques at www.assistantpress.com/AskFatherJosh. I will sit with your questions, read them, study them, pray with them, ponder them, and then hopefully respond in such a way that it's good for you to grow in holiness, to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ, to grow as a disciple in the 21st century. If my advice is helpful, praise God. If it's not helpful, then disregard it. You can also share us on your social media pages and rate us and review us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all the different podcast formats out there. If the show is helpful for you, then by you sharing the show, by you rating us, it helps other people find out about the show. Today, I'm excited. We're going to talk about fun. And is it okay to be like holy and fun at the same time? And like, how can we balance the two? I think it's a great topic of conversation. And speaking of which, I want to talk about fun because I have a glory story to share with you. And so stay tuned and let's jump into my glory story. Glory story is this. I love nuns. I'm so grateful for women who serve the church as consecrated religious. And so we have, obviously, here at Sacred Heart of Jesus, we have the Mercedarian Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. And we had a party recently at the parish, and we celebrated, the staff, and we honored all the people who work here and people who serve here in different volunteer roles. And the nuns were there as well. All the nuns came through. And it's the first time like the whole convent was here for as like an event like this. And here in the South, in Louisiana, we like the party. We do. And we, so like every year, my buddy Deacon Michael Parker, he always like throws a party with me at the rectory, and we invite like many, many people, and we eat food and we fellowship, and he DJs and we play good music, right? Not all Christian music, but good music that's not bad. And we dance and we sing karaoke, and we just laugh and cut up. And so that's like our thing that we always do. So I asked Deacon Michael, say, look, can you come DJ for the church party? And so he came through and was doing all those like line dances. And it was just so much fun to watch all those sisters get out on the dance floor and do the different line dances that just make everybody happy. And actually, funny story, another time I was with Deacon Michael and Sister Josephine, and we were leaving a dinner, and this was around the Christmas season or Advent season. We're leaving a dinner, and to leave the dinner, we had to like walk through this part of this place where there was like a party going on. It was a work party for the hospital that her nuns are associated with. And they were playing music and nobody was dancing. And it was like the cha-cha slide type of music where you're supposed to be on the dance floor dancing. And so Deacon Michael, Sister Josephine, and I got out on the dance floor. We didn't know any of these people, even though her sisters, work with them at the hospital. And we just started cutting up. And I'm in my collar. She's in her habit. And the joy was, everybody started like cutting up, and then everyone came on the dance floor with us. And then we left. We brought the party to them, and then we left them. So I love whenever we could just have fun and just cut up and just be goofy at times and not so serious. And it's just a joy. And so my glory story is I'm grateful for my sisters because their joy it just made everyone smile, and other people, it's contagious, and it just brought so much. It's just such a gift. There's a great video of the Service of the Pierced Hearts online as well, of Jesus and Mary, on their social media pages, of all the sisters and the brothers in that community who I love so much. They're also doing some kind of line dance down there in Miami. And again, it's just fun. It's fun to, in a virtuous way, cut up. And so you're probably going to already be able to know how I'm going to respond to this question. Can I have fun and still be holy? But in case you haven't caught on yet, then we're going to take a break and we'll come back. I'm going to dive deeper into that question. So the question is a simple, straightforward question this week. Can I have fun and still be holy? And so, like everything we do, I always want to encourage us to look at Jesus, right? Jesus Christ gives us the model. He is the one who we're looking at. As disciples, we are called to walk in the dust of Jesus. We're called to look at Jesus, pray with Jesus, imitate Jesus, participate in the life of Jesus, because we are the body of Jesus Christ in the 21st century. And so Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did yesterday, he wants to do again and again through us today as well. So the disciples, we look at Jesus. We study him. We live with him. We abide with him. He is the one that we're looking at. And Jesus Christ historically had fun, right? He certainly suffered, and he certainly invested a lot of time in prayer, and he invested a lot of time in ministry, and he was with the poorest of the poor and the disenfranchised and the marginalized and the destitute, and he cast out demons and he raised the dead and he cured the sick and he healed the blind. He preached the gospel. He fasted. He did so much, right? But he had fun, right? There's the story of the wedding of Cana, when he and his mother Mary, along with the disciples, they went to a wedding. And clearly, they were having fun at this wedding feast because they ran out of wine, right? So he also drank. People in the Bible, there's in the gospel, it says people called him a drunk and a glutton, a drunkard and a glutton. So he clearly ate good food, and he clearly drank good wine. And not only did he make good wine, but he drank it too. And so he would have danced, he would have partied, and so he's the one we're looking at. So if Jesus did it, then we can imitate him. We can participate in that as well. We don't just have to be like Jesus Christ crucified, or Jesus Christ suffering with the poorest of the poor, or Jesus Christ fasting, or embracing the ascetical life, or Jesus Christ praying. We can also live as Jesus Christ having fun, right? Virtuous fun in the world. And many saints did this, like throughout their walk toward eternity. St. Philip Neri, he's the patron of joy, people call him. He had a great sense of humor. He poked fun at himself. He also made fun of other people in a very virtuous way, in a holy way. He, at different times of his life, he would shave like half of his beard. He would give the best penances, and he would make people dance in public. Like, so if you were beefing with somebody, as a penance, you'd say, okay, I want you to go dance with that person. And that way, as you're dancing with them, looking like a fool in public, you would end up laughing and hopefully be reconciled. He had a book of jokes. He would read from a book of jokes. He didn't just read from the Bible. Right? He definitely read the Bible, but he also had a book of jokes that he would read oftentimes to just bring levity to the situations that he was in as a priest. As priests, we have so many things that we carry and so many heavy, heavy meetings that we share with people. You know, people are dying, people are sick, people are suffering, people are going through divorce, people are going through annulments, people have been abused, people, all the different things that people go through. So much of the ministry is so heavy. And he found ways to bring a lot of light into his life and also light into the lives of other people as well. Another saint who had a lot of fun and who partied was St. John Bosco. St. John Bosco, he is one of my favorites, actually. I like him. I like him in the Salesians. I actually got to meet a Salesian at the SEA conference who I've followed for years, and so that was cool to meet him in person. But he was definitely like rooted in study and in service to the orphans, and he was definitely rooted in prayer and communal life. But he also would prioritize within his community time for singing songs and laughing and fellowshipping and hanging out and playing in the woods. He made sure they prioritized fun. He wrote in his adult life, he said, "I'm a man who loves joy and who therefore wishes to see you and everybody happy. If you do as I say, you will be joyful and glad of heart." So many of the saints, like Jesus, prioritized having fun as well. And St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, he says, "Brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." And so as long as what you're doing for fun is pure and is pleasing and is commendable and worthy of praise, you could do it. There's a season and a time for everything. The Old Testament tells us there's a season for everything. There's a time for mourning. There's a time for rejoicing. There's a time for all things. And so in moderation, it is always good to make sure that we're not walking around with gloomy faces. It does not mean we're extra holy just because we're quiet or we're shy or we're reserved or we don't talk a lot or we're super ascetical. There's like different people have different personalities. And again, so what's fun for somebody might not be fun for other people, but it's not holy to like not have fun. It's not holy to walk around being serious all the time. But that doesn't mean that you're more mature than somebody who likes to party as well in moderation. The goal is to do it in moderation, right, with temperance. So if you're going to eat, it's good to eat, right? And it's for some people, that's fun to go out and eat. So don't do it too much, right, in moderation. And don't be gluttonous whenever you do it in temperance. But like, it's fine to eat. It's fine to drink alcohol as long as you're not getting drunk and as long as it's legal. And again, in moderation, it's fine to rest. Some people, their idea of fun is just to like hang out and like chill as long as we're not being lazy. If you're married, it's fine to have sex. Like, sex is pleasurable. St. Thomas Aquinas even wrote that before the fall of Adam and Eve, sex would have been more pleasurable for them before they fell. And so pleasure is not a bad thing. It's okay to have pleasure whenever you're having sex, as long as you're not doing anything unnatural or you're not doing outside the sacrament of matrimony. If your idea of fun is playing sports and participating in different games, then be disciplined with it. Don't let them become more important than God. Don't go hunting or fishing and miss mass, right? So you could be competitive, but don't curse and don't get envious of other people who are playing better than you, who are more talented than you, who have more game than you, right? If you like to go to comedy shows and laugh for fun, that's great. Just make sure they're not like morally offensive comments that are being made by the comic, right? So having fun is good. Whether we eat or we drink, whatever we do, just make sure we're doing it for the glory of God. Like, God, I'm reverencing this life you gave me. And so I'm reverencing this life by having fun, by prioritizing my mental health, which, you know, so for some, having fun helps us with our mental health. So it is totally fine and it is totally acceptable to be holy, which means you're in love with Jesus. You're trying to be a friend of Christ and you're struggling on that path probably, but like, you are prioritizing him and at the same time also have fun while you're doing it. Like, John Paul II is one of my favorite saints, and he did a lot of fun things while he was being holy. And he encountered God in the fun. Like, he looked for God in the fun things. He didn't just look for God in the Adoration Chapel. He did not just look for God in the Bible. He didn't just look for God even in ministry. He looked for God in all places. And so when he would go kayaking or hiking or spend time in the mountains, like, he encountered God in those fun moments as well. And we are too. Like, that's the maturity of our spiritual life, whenever we're able to set aside specific time with God every day for like one-on-one time with the scriptures, the rosary, Blessed Sacrament, but then outside of that prayer time to be open to encountering the Lord and talking to the Lord and hearing the Lord and all the other things that we're doing, whether it's work, rest, leisure, fun, recreation, to always be in communion with God. Like, that's real holiness, like when we're abiding with the Lord at all times and all places and not just a few specific places. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to dive into the saint for today's show.
Hi, I'm Jeff Cavins, and I'm excited to introduce you to the Ascension app. It contains the full text of the Great Adventure Bible, the full text of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and both the Bible and Catechism in a Year podcast. The app has special features that make the connections between the Bible and the Catechism crystal clear, like color-coded crosslinks and easy navigation. It also answers nearly 1,000 questions from Bible in a Year listeners about the Bible with videos from myself and others, also audio clips and excerpts from Ascension's popular books. To download the app, simply go to the App Store on your phone and search Ascension. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy it, carry it around everywhere I go.
The saint for today is Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. Is that his name? Pier Giorgio? Pier Giorgio Frassati. Pier Giorgio Frassati. He is a saint who, like those mentioned earlier, was a joyful man. Like, he came into this world in a very wealthy Italian family, but he was always focused on the poor, right? He had a specific love for the poor. He emptied himself out for the poor. He gave his clothes away to the poor. He loved them. He got involved in ministries for the poor, like St. Vincent de Paul. He also fought for justice. He got arrested at one point because he was involved in a peaceful protest, and the police in Italy began to attack the people. He defended the people. He fought against the police. He was sent to jail, but because of who his dad was, they tried to let him go out of jail because they're like, oh, we shouldn't have arrested you because of who your dad is. He had a certain privilege in his society, but he's like, no, if these other people are in jail, I'm going to be in jail with them. Like, I'm not going to be treated any special from anybody else, and so let me be in jail. I'll spend my time here. Fine. We're good. So he was all about prayer, all about charity, all about justice, and also all about fun. He would go on hiking trips with friends. He would laugh. He would smoke cigars. He enjoyed going to parties with others as well. He was a guy who spent a lot of time prioritizing recreation, and that's fine, and it's good, and it's holy. And so he's a saint that I think we can look to if we're ever like feeling guilty for like setting aside time to do fun things. Like, just look to him. He's a canonized saint who embraced the entirety of the Christian life, which involved prayer, and it involved justice and charity and evangelization and discipleship and catechesis, and it involved having fun. It involved doing things with his loved ones that put a smile on their face and on his face as well, and on the face of God, because God loves to see us happy, doing fun things that are, you know, healthy, holy, and mature. So, Blessed Pierre Giorgio Frassati, we invite you to pray for us. Until next time, I'll see you in the Eucharist. God bless.